To our high school football preview show, Jeff Blankman with you here today. Mason Nealon and I are going to be talking with all nine of our area football coaches as the day goes on here today. And talk about the upcoming season. Of course, we're going to start things off with a team that I think has some very high expectations within themselves, and I think they're going to shock some people around the state with what they're going to be doing this year. Craig Rowetter, the head football coach of the Carroll Tigers, joining us. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you, and not to put any pressure on you, but I've been talking about you guys for a while, so I think this team's got a chance to be pretty special.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it was all that long ago we were so talking playoffs last fall, and also now we're back to football season. But I think we have a pretty solid group coming back. They got a lot of experience last year and had some really good senior leadership a year ago, and it seems like that's carried, which you always hope it does, but kind of the juniors last year now have assumed those roles, and it's really been a really smooth preseason so far for us as far as transitioning some guys to other roles. And we definitely do have some expectations here, but it's kind of nice that sitting under the radar, I think, statewide. So I got no issues with that.
Coach, 6-4 a year ago into the postseason, you had that, you had to travel all the way across the state for the first round game a year ago and ended up falling in that after going 6-3 in the regular season. You talk about what you've lost, but you had a lot of guys kind of waiting in the wings that were doing what they needed to do at the JV level or every day in practice to have themselves ready. It's kind of what I've gathered from you in talking to you this past year.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think, just to name a few, we have Adam Malik. He's kind of looking like he'll be the guy in the backfield. And, he has good speed and vision, and he was sitting behind an All-State running back a year ago, so he didn't really, see substantial action. But I think a couple weeks in, a lot of people will hear that name, quite a bit. And same thing defensively, Quentin Polking's back. He's been a two-time first-team All-District linebacker for us on the inside. And Michael Rowetter will be next to him now this year. And again, he was a kid that was fourth on our team in tackles last year, and a lot of that actually came from special teams, kind of being the main guy on the kickoff team and that stuff. So some of that gets lost in the guys that are just looking at stats. I'm excited with the group we got, and I think, like I said, we got a lot of those guys. I think we won by average of 40 points in those JV games last year, and that doesn't always mean for sure you're going to have that success, but it sure looks like, things that have been going on so far in practice, it sure seems like we're right on pace.
You mentioned guys transitioning. How many guys are going to be in different positions this year, and how much movement has there been?
Oh, offensively, we only brought back two starters and who I would call starters, with Gavin Holt up front on the O-line and Kieran Polking, who played kind of our wing back. There hasn't really been a lot of shifting offensively as far as what guys played a year ago, just maybe not so much, just going from JV to varsity. Defensively, we've moved some guys around to the secondary and shifted some guys up. Some of our seniors, that we got, like Ty Molbauer, I think he'll be really solid for us at one of the defensive end spots. He started a couple games a year ago. We actually moved Mason Stitz from the secondary up to a defensive end to kind of, I feel like whenever we've been good, we always, especially defensively, we've always had those lankier guys at D end with speed, and just kind of box everything in. So we've kind of done some moving in those regards. And, then secondary wise, we got a couple guys, Adam Alex, another one. He'll kind of focus on offense, I think, but he could play linebacker, could play safety. Lincoln Burke's kind of right in that mold. He's going to kind of take the spot of what Reese Sigmund did for us a year ago. He could, have some speed, can play, not afraid to come up and hit. Could be a linebacker, could be a safety, however you kind of want to determine that. But it just gives us a lot of variety and a lot of options, I guess, on where we can transition kids to.
Coach, let's start on the offensive side of the ball. As you mentioned, you know, two guys that you would consider starters back. What do you anticipate the strength of the offense be early on as those guys are kind of getting their feet under them as being full-time guys, you know, in the varsity lineup?
You know, that was actually probably one of the most fun things I've seen so far, is especially down at Central Camp. The offensive line, I think I tooted that horn last year, probably annoying to some. just being an old running back, you always – those guys don't get the glory, and they do all the work. So so as weird as it sounds, graduating some really, really good linemen, those guys have kind of embraced the role of, you know, we're going to be physical and pound it at you. And, you know, they were begging to run the ball down at Central Camp. So I still think, even though Gavin Holt is a, you know, we had Miles Pudence and Tanner Hahn are back, and they did start, you know, the playoff game a year ago. So they have some time under their belt, but that offensive line still is, you know, right now is clicking, and they look like they want to kind of pound some people into submission. So it's kind of fun to see that. So I think they are going to be, again, the strength of our group, even though, you know, Gavin was only the full-time true starter returning. I think that will still be a strong part of our offense.
Flip side, defensive side of the ball, is it going to be that linebacking crew?
Yeah, and we kind of set that up. If you play linebacker at Carroll High, you're going to have tackles, and that's been by design for the last dozen years or so. I call our D-line the plumbers. Do all the dirty work. Don't get it. It's not really glory, but it's important work, and, you know, they're doing the hard stuff, and then the glory boys back there at linebacker get to clean everything up, and they have to do the tackles. You know, and I think this is year four in our system for both Quentin and Michael. You know, Quentin's been thrown in the varsity fire for the last 2 years. Michael played, you know, when Taden kind of took his breaks on defense. Michael was inserted last year on defense. He did start the SBL game, so he has some experience. But it's been kind of fun, you know, and on a personal level too. With it, you're being your son. He's kind of been the coach's kid. You know, he's maybe waited more time than he needed to, just because dad's kind of a hard-headed. So he's really had to earn it. And, you know, I think that's been kind of fun to watch as a dad. If you take that coach hat off for a second, just to see how much he's grown over the last couple of years and taking that leadership role. So I think definitely the linebackers will kind of be the quarterbacks of the defense, get everything set. And, you know, in the secondary, we're kind of rotating some new bodies in. We bring back Chase Shable from last year as a starter, and some other guys that got some experience, like Lincoln Burke, and, you know, and the rest will kind of have to fill in that secondary.
Special teams going to be really strong, as they normally are for you?
Yeah, the good thing, good and the bad, we still bring back our kicker and punter. Kieran's been kicking. He got thrown in a little bit as a freshman to kick for us, so he'll be a four-year varsity letter winner at kicker, and Mason Stitz is back at punter, so the kicker and punter are back. Fortunately, we didn't have to, you know, looking back, our punt stats we didn't really have that many punts last year just because of our style of play, so I, you know, it's great to have him back. He's a great punter. We just didn't use them a whole lot. The biggest questions, you know, we got to fill our at long snapper and holder. You know, we had a year ago, Logan Mankin was a 3-year starter long snapper for us, and Carter Essick was a 2-year starter holding. So sounds like little pieces, but they're pretty important parts. So we got to just still hammer those down.
Biggest concern for you coming into the year?
Oh, I think just depth. You know, last year, all these guys I'm talking about were a lot of our depth a year ago. So if we got dinged up a little, you know, it wasn't too big of a deal, because I thought we had some serviceable guys that could fill in if needed. And so we're still developing those right now in practice. And I think we got the guys to do it. But I think that's the biggest concern, and probably the biggest concern for all coaches, is just making sure those, your number twos and threes, you know, if they get pressed into action, especially early on, because I'm guessing what we've dealt with the last couple of days with the heat and humidity, usually that's about week 1 and 2. So you're going to rotate you know, more bodies than you might be at the end of October. So it gets, you know, it's going to test your depth, and that's, you know, kind of where I think we're, I guess maybe that's where I'm the most cautious right now, is just where we got to still develop those twos and threes so that they're ready to go if called upon.
First year for a new district, and first year really in a while. It seems like you guys have been sent northwest forever, finally going back kind of south and southwest a little bit. But Harlan, Greene County, Atlantic, Creston, and Perry in the district with you guys this year in Class 3A District 6. How do you like the new district, and who are the power players in the district?
Well, I love the new district as far as travel goes. Compared to the last 4 years, we cut our trips from 2.5 hours down to about an hour, if that. So Creston really being the only one over an hour. So that's awesome. You know, I think, yeah, Harlan's Harlan. That you just put them on the paper, and they're going to put them at the top. And with their history, it's well-deserved. So there's not much argument there. You know, I think Atlantic has some really tough pieces coming back. I don't know what they, you know, as far as filling some of the holes that from graduation, but they have some really good athletes that are returning. So I kind of envision Atlantic being right up there. You know, Greene County, same way. They have a couple standout athletes. It'll just be the other pieces to kind of fit around those guys. But I think that's kind of what, from the coaching standpoint anyway, of who I expect to kind of be towards the top of that district.
Where do you fit in?
You know, I think, like I said, if I'm 100% okay being under the radar, but the good news, we've seen some pretty good teams at those team camps that we go to. I think we'll be able to, you know, selfishly, I think we'll be able to hang right there with the top of those groups. Nobody in that district's going to be battle tested like we are after, with the, as nice as the state was to give us a somewhat local district. We got 2 4A district champs, a 3A state runner up, and another 4A semifinalist for our non-district game. So, we'll know exactly where we stand after those, first four. If we're still standing, I think we're going to be pretty, you know, we'll definitely be battle tested.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun catching up with you. Looking forward to talking with you each and every week, you know, to preview the upcoming games. And then, of course, Saturday morning for the coaches' show. And I know the guys chomping at the bit to get back on the air with you Friday nights on the scoreboard show. So you'll be tired of us in about 13 or 14 weeks here, you know, after you guys head to the Dome and stuff, hopefully, for this team. But appreciate you joining us here to talk about Carroll Tiger football, and looking forward to getting the season underway.
You bet. I never get tired of talking about our guys. So we just appreciate the opportunity and the coverage you guys, not just our guys, but all our area kids. It's awesome that you guys do this and give them the publicity that they earn and they deserve. So it's fun, and looking forward to it. And go Tigers.
Head coach Craig Rowetter joining us again here on the High School Football Coaches Preview Show. We'll step away, take a break. We've got Mason Nealon. He's hanging out with Ryan Steinkamp. We'll talk Kemper football when we come back here on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network.